What makes the perfect government? For the entirety of civilized human history, societies have tried to answer this question. Direct democracy sprouted early on in Athens, but was unable to amass enough power and lands to withstand the Romans, whose representative democracy was miles ahead of its time until its lack of a constitution allowed popular leaders to transform the government into a dictatorship. The notion of a constitution first arose in 1215, when King John signed the Magna Carta, a novel idea that sparked the First Enlightenment. It was during this Enlightenment era that 13 British colonies successfully staged a revolution against Great Britain with the goal of creating the closest thing to a perfect government they could. The first draft of the new American government became the Articles of Confederation. The Articles were the spawn of a nation extremely fearful of central powers. Under the Articles, the federal government could not levy taxes, declare war, regulate trade, or create any foreign policies without the agreement of each and every state. Less than 10 years after its enactment, a rebellion in Massachusetts, Shays Rebellion, exposed the extreme danger of the weak, clunky government formed by the Articles. As a response to Shays Rebellion, delegates from all 13 states met in 1787 for a second try. In this second draft, the Founding Fathers looked back at historic mistakes. They separated the legislative, executive, and judicial branches to spread power equally and prevent a repeat of the Romans. They created a government that could respond efficiently to any issues, countering the problems of the Articles. They improved the voting system, creating an electoral college to prevent an overload of votes and giving the nation an ability to expand, a power that ancient Athens never had. Combined, these political inventions formed the most advanced political system the world had ever seen. So, with all of these ingenious solutions, a small article hidden in the middle of this revolutionary document is easily overlooked. Consisting of only one paragraph, the fifth article of the Constitution is simple and unremarkable. When two-thirds of Congress agree to propose an amendment to the Constitution, and that amendment is ratified by three-quarters of state legislatures, the amendment is treated as an addition to the Constitution, unless the amendment removes a representation of an unconsenting state or levies a tax on any state. Straightforward, uncomplicated. Yet it is quite possibly the most incredible and far-sighted document in the entire Constitution. All civilizations make mistakes. The Song Dynasty neglected its military. The French monarchy abused their absolute power. A state's ability to learn from these mistakes is what makes a civilization successful. After the Mongols invaded the Song Chinese, Zhu Yuanzhang founded the Ming Dynasty, which focused more on their military to prevent future invasion. Following the French Revolution and the rise of Napoleon Bonaparte, those at the forefront of the Bourbon Restoration made the clear choice to become a constitutional monarchy instead of restoring the absolute monarchy that caused the revolution. It's obvious to the human mind to correct known errors. The genius of the fifth article comes in the fact that it allows for the correction of unknown errors. In 1787, very few knew that eventually women's suffrage would become a national movement. Thanks to the fifth article, a woman's right to vote came into being with almost no conflict whatsoever. In 1787, a poll tax seemed so similar to British rule that the Founding Fathers did not even consider that it would eventually have to be banned, but when the necessity arose, Congress simply had to pass the 24th Amendment. The fifth article provided Abraham Lincoln with a stable, established platform to abolish slavery that allowed him to focus on merely convincing the Republic to abolish it instead of having to restructure the entire government. Both the French and the Chinese underwent large, bloody affairs before seeing any change. Conversely, the U.S. has amended itself 27 times in 247 years, only descending into national conflict once. The U.S. has endured 2.5 centuries of the most turbulent times in history, witnessing some of the most drastic social, political, economic, technological, and military changes humanity has ever seen. The reason we have been able to do this, to survive through a civil war, through not one, but two world wars, through a Great Depression, through the invention of the most destructive weapon ever known, is our nation's adaptability. We have seen many challenges. There are issues we are still tackling, and we will face new threats. But because of our nation's fluidity, we will overcome anything the world can throw at us, and, like so many before us, we will continue to strive towards a perfect government.